Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10, entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees, text 25 and 26. So, first of all, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to you all, because our ultimate destination to come to Vrindavan Dham. So I am here for getting blessings, mercy of the Vaishnavas, not for giving any instruction. But as I am ordered, that is, we'll try to discuss of Srila Prabhupada's teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam. 25th, Prabhupada has not given any purport. What is 25th is written in the board, so we'll read 25th. Prasadoshu mukham drishtva brahmanaro harim harim stuttavagvi pavitravi praho devadivir vritaha prasadoshu mukham drishtva brahmanaro harim harim stuttavagvi pavitravi praho devadivir vritaha prasadoshu mukham drishtva brahmanaro harim harim stuttavagvi pavitravi praho devadivir vritaha. What word meaning translation? Vaishala Prabhupada, please repeat. Prasada Shumukham, whose face was bright, because the Supreme Lord was pleased. Drishtva, seeing this situation, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Naraharim, unto Lord Nishungadev, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Stutva, offering prayers, Bhagavi, by transcendental words, Pavitravi, without any material contamination, Praho, address the Lord. Devo Adivi, by other demigods, Britaha, surrendered. Translation, Lord Brahma, surrounded by the other demigods, was bright-faced, because the Lord was pleased. Thus he offered prayers to the Lord with transcendental words. Please repeat. Lord Brahma, surrounded by the other demigods, was bright-faced, because the Lord was pleased. Thus he offered prayers to the Lord with transcendental words. So I am reading the next verse. Prabhupada has given purport there. 26th verse. So I am reading alone. It is not written there. श्री ब्रह्मा उवाच देवो देवा खिलाध्यक्ष भूत भावन पूर्वज दृष्टा ते निहत पाप लोक संतापन असुर। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेट ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल लॉर्ड्स प्रोप्रिएटर ऑफ द इंटायर यूनिवर्स ओ बेनेडिक्टर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज ओ ओरिजिनल पर्सन आदि पुरुष बिकॉज ऑफ आवर गुड फॉर्चून यू हैव नाउ किल्ड दिस सिंपल डेमन हु वॉज गिविंग ट्रबल टू द एंटायर यूनिवर्स। You can also repeat this verse. Lord Brahma said, O Supreme Lord of all Lords, proprietor of the entire universe, O benedictor of all living entities, O original person, Adi Purush, because of our good fortune, You have now killed this sinful demon who was giving trouble to the entire universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Purvaja is described in Bhagavad Gita 10.8. Aham sarvasya prabhava matto sarvam pravartate. All the demigods including Lord Brahma, are manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the original person, the cause of all causes, is Govinda, the Adi Purusham. The Jain Bhaktivanta Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So this chapter is entitled Prahlad the best among exalted devotees. We know that past times, after killing Hiranyakashipu, Nisringadev was very angry. Nobody could pacify him. What about Brahma, Shiv, even Lakshmi Devi, unable to approach. Then Brahma requested Prahlad, and when Prahlad prayed, Nisringadev became pacified. So it is a very interesting thing that Brahma, Shiv, Lakshmi were unable to pacify, but Prahlad was pacified. So who is bigger? Who is a great devotee? Naturally, Prahlad. So that thing, this verse is nicely explained by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. There he mentioned how Prahlad is bigger. There gradually mentioned searching the pure devotee by Narad Muni. Narad Muni went to Indra. Indra said, no, I am not. Brahma is secret. Brahma sent to Shiva. No, I am not getting. Shiva is great. Then Shiva said, no, I am not. The residents of Vaikuntha. And Uma, Parvati was sitting on the left side of Shivji. She said, yes, that's true. But among the residents of Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi is the best. When Narad Muni was trying to go there, that time Shivji called him and whispered in his ear. Because if in front of Parvati, if Shivji glorified someone bigger than Lakshmi Devi, she may be offended. That is a He whispered into the ear of Narad Muni. He said, Prahlad is the bigger than that. You go Prahlad, to Prahlad. There Sanatana Goswami nicely explained why Prahlad is bigger than them. Brahma, sheep, nobody possible. Even Lakshmi Devi. Bhagavatam said, no, it is not possible for me. But Sanatana Goswami nicely explained there. Prahlad is bigger than that. But though Prahlad is so great devotee, but don't praise him. He cannot tolerate glorification. So that is another qualification of a great devotee. When we see by the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, Nishimadev pacified, then Brahma, in this verse, prasada shumukham drishta. Prasada shumukham. Prasada shumukham means? What is the meaning of prasad? Whose face was bright because the Supreme Lord was pleased. Prasada shumukham. When we see prasad, our face becomes bright also. Prasada shumukham is in Bhagavad Gita, at last of the second chapter, prasadam. There Prabhupada in translation, in Bengali translation, in Gita Gan, how big people living in it become prasad shumukho, how become happy. There he gave the another definition of jibir sharup hai. What is the definition of jibir sharup? Jibir sharup hai Nitya Krishna Das. That is we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita said, Jibir Sharup Hoy Anandate Moti. There Prabhupada said, no, not no. That definition is right. Jibir Sharup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. The constitutional position of living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. But another constitutional position is always blissful. Jibir sharupai anandate moti. Because sat chit ananda. Sat is sat eternity. That definition is there. That is right. Jibir sharupai Krishna nitya. That is sat. But ananda, that is a Prabhupada translated there. Jibir sharupai anandate moti. So the constitutional position of living entity always be happy. So Brahma become even happy. Prasad shumukho when? Bright faced. Prasad shumukho drishta. When Brahma saw Nishimadev was very happy. Brahma naro harim harim. Harim harim. Why two times harim harim? One hari is, first hari is actually a lion. Meaning of hari actually lion. The naro hari means in combination of human being and lion. That is why naro hari. And next hari actually lord. First hari actually lions, the naro hari, and second hari actually the Supreme Person got it. So when see naro hari hari is very pleased, then Brahma stutva bhagbhi Pavitravi Praho Devadivir Vrita. Devadivir Vrita. Devadi. So many, surrounded by so many demigods, he tried to glorify Nishimadev. Now next verse, how Brahma started to glorify? Brahma said, O Supreme Lord of all lords, proprietor of the entire universe, benedictor of all living entities, O original person, because of our good fortune, you have now killed this sinful demon who was giving trouble to the entire universe. And Prabhupada took the word from the purport, Purvaja. The word Purvaja describes Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. There Prabhupada, by taking that word, he explained, Govindam Adi Purusham. Brahma is saying, I am not Adi. Though people think I am the creator of the universe, but actually, Adi Purush Govindam. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamang Bhajami. कृष्ण बलराम भगवान की राधा श्याम चंद्र ललिता विशाखादेव की पतित पवन गौनिताय की। नाउ आई मे से कृष्ण इज आदि पुरुष, यू आर इस्कॉन डिवोटी, दैट इज अ ग्लोरीफाइंग। अर्जुन में से कृष्ण व्हाट इज इट 10th चैप्टर 12 वर्स परम ब्रह्म परम धाम, ही इज हिज ब्रदर फ्रेंड, दैट इज अ ग्लोरीफाइंग। पीपल मे नॉट बिलीव, बट व्हेन ब्रह्मा इज सेइंग तो नोबडी कैन अपोज, बिकॉज एवरीबडी नो हु हैज क्रिएटेड दिस वर्ल्ड, ब्रह्मा। दैट इज व्हेन ब्रह्मा इज सेइंग गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमं भजामि, दैट इज व्हाई दिस बुक इज रिटन बाय ब्रह्मा, नॉट बाय अदर पीपल। इफ अदर पीपल हैज रिटन, पीपल मे हैव नॉट गिवन सो मच हीड ऑफ दैट अटेंशन ऑफ दैट इंस्ट्रक्शन, बट व्हेन ब्रह्मा इज सेइंग गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमं भजामि, दैट इज व्हाई when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, when he found out this Brahma Sangita, he carried with him. He thought, yes, this is the essence of all scripture. There all this misconception is cleared. Like there till today in for the Hindus, they don't know who is God. Like the Englishman, they translated, not Englishman, one Englishman, one cheater. He has translated Bhagavan, God, and Devata also God. They both become God. One capital G and a small G. And so-called scholar person of Indians, they try to see Vedic scripture through English literature. So they want to know the meaning of Devata and Bhagavan through English language. As in the English translator, both is God, that is your thinking Devata and Bhagavan, all are same. But Prabhupada kicked on their face by saying, no, what is the translation of God, Bhagavan? He's not God. He's Godhead, head of the all gods. And Devata, he's not considering God. He said, they are not God, they are Demi. Prabhupada make clear, one is, he never mentioned so much as God word. One is Demi and his head. So that there is no confusion what is Devata and is Bhagavan. Demi God and Godhead. Still by translating Godhead, Prabhupada was very happy. Then he said, this supreme personality of Godhead, not only Godhead, he is a supreme Godhead. Still, by saying supreme Godhead, Prabhupada was not happy. People may not understand. He put another word, personality. He is a person, not impersonal. So, this is the power of Srila Prabhupada. So, here, Brahma explained. Actually, he already on all confusions, Brahma, long back, but I don't know why. It is actually due to influence of Kali. People amalgamated all these things, who is God, who is not. So there Brahma nicely explained what is the difference between Ganesh and God. People are worshipping Ganesha, Vignanasya Ganesha, no. Brahma said, from where is getting power? He is holding the lotus feet. Ganesh is holding the lotus feet. Nishingadev, that is his powerful. That is why we should not worship Ganesh. We should worship Govinda Madhi Purusham. Oh no, we should worship Suryadev. Surya is the eye of God. So why you should worship eye? Worship the whole body, Govinda Madhi Purusham. Now people may say, Durga is the name, is Durga. This world is Durga prison, and she's the owner. So Brahma said, no. Chayeva jasya bhuvanani vibhorti Durga. Just she's working like the shadow of Govinda. Then why you should worship shadow? Just worship original person. Now, her husband, Shiva baby Lord. Then Brahma said, okay, he is not ordinary person, but their relationship between milk and yogurt. But what is the source of yogurt? Milk. If the source, if the from milk, you cannot yogurt. But from milk, you can get yogurt. So if you worship Govinda, so no need of worshiping separately Shiva. Govinda Madhipurisham Tamang Bhajami. Somebody said, Brahma, no, you are the best. Brahma said, Lomo Viloja Jagadanna Natha. I have created in the universe, that universe is coming from the pore of the Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu is the expansion of Krishna. So why you should worship me? Worship Govinda. No, we know the Karnadakshaya Vishnu, he is Mahavishnu. He is the Brahma Shiva. No. That Karnadakshaya Vishnu, he is the expansion of Adipurush Govinda. Then somebody said, then why we should not worship Ram? Then Brahma said, you can worship, but Ramadi Murtishu Kala, their Kala, parts of parts. But why you should worship part? Why not worship Adipurush Govinda? This same is so nicely explained in Brahma Sangita. Brahma Sangita is the essence of all scriptures. So here Brahma became so happy when he saw that Nishimadev is pleased. That is why he mentioned Devo, Devo, Akhilat Daksha. Hey Dev, the Lord of Lords, Akhilat Daksha. Adhaksha means controller. Adhaksha, principal of a college is Sanskrit Adhaksha. But principal of one college, but Krishna is the Adhaksha of Akhil, whole universe. Akhilat Daksha. Devo, Devo, Akhilat Daksha. Bhuta Bhavana Purvaja Dishtate Nihata Papo Loko Shantapana Asura. Lord Brahma said, O Supreme Lord of all Lords, Proprietor of the entire universe, O Benedictor of all living entities, O original person, because of our good fortune you have now killed this sinful demon who was giving trouble to the entire universe. Here this section is very important. The prayer of Prahlad Maharaj is very, very powerful. We know this teachings of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj was very liked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is same to Srila Prabhupada also. And Prahlad Maharaj's teaching was very liked by Srila Prabhupada, very much. We can see in the preface of Srimad Bhagavatam, first, what Srila Prabhupada quoted from where? What is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam quoted by Srila Prabhupada? Kaumarang acharyat pragya dharman bhagavataniho. In the preface, first verse, Prabhupada quoted Prahlad Maharaj's teaching. How much liked by Srila Prabhupada this verse? The teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Especially, this verse mentioned the importance of preaching. So Prahlad Maharaj is not only a devotee, he was a great preacher. That is why the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj is very, very important. Not only Prahlad Maharaj is a preacher, and his master, Nishimadev, is a protector of the devotees. As the devotees, the preaching not a very easy thing. There are so many challenges. The challenges means their opponent. So for that needs some protection. Then Nishimadev is always there to protect. So that is why the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj is very, very important. Not only that, when Prabhupada was going to America in Jaladutta, he wrote two songs. Second one, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, after reaching America. 17th September he reached Boston and 18th September he wrote. But before that, he wrote another song, Sri Krishna Charane Vigyapti, Krishna Tapa Punna Have Bhai. And in that song, though it is Bengali song, Prabhupada quoted one Sanskrit verse. That is also Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Evam jana nipatito prabhavahai kope. Evam jana nipatito. Nipatito was falling now. I fallen soul. Prahlad Maharaj saying to Nishingadev. Previous chapter is the ninth chapter. Is ninth chapter. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. He mentioned, evam jana nipatitam. I was fallen. Prabhava ohi kupe. Ohi kup means, ohi means snake. This, he mentioned this material world is filled up with venomous snake. And I was fallen in a deep dark well which is filled up with venomous snake. Prabhava ohi kupe. What are the ohi? What are the snakes? Kamam ohi kamam. Kam. Desire for sense gratification. They're biting us. Give this, give this. Why not? Why I have not no Mercedes? Why I have not a big bungalow? This type of desire is biting us. Kamam abhikamam anujah prapatan prasangat krittatma shat shurorishinang bhagavan ghritta so aham kathauna visrije tabhritta shevam. Here Nishingadev said, Prahlad Maharaj said to Lord Nishingadev, O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, kamam abhikamam, hope against hope. There is no chance of getting that. Still we want to do, we want that. Hope against hope. Though it is good, in one sense, like there is nine symptoms of bhava bhakti, one is hope against hope. Krishna will one day accept me. That is good. Hope against hope. Asabaddha. Sanskrit verse, asabaddha. The same thing in material world, people also asabaddha. They are material days one after another. Prahlad Maharaj saying, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narad Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him, my spiritual master Narad Muni. How could I leave his service? So here, Prahlad Maharaj, another teaching, he is so obedient to his spiritual master. Here Prabhupada, why is Prabhupada quoting this verse? Prabhupada, when is going to America? He is praying to Krishna. Oh Krishna, I am going to America. Why? Because my spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is very dear servant of Radharani. And Radharani is very dear to you. So, I am following the instruction of your Radharani's servant, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is not my business. I want to please Radharani. So, if you help me in this connection, then Radharani will be very happy. So your business to give pleasure to Radharani. Your name is Radha Raman. So I am here, I am going to America to please Radharani, because her servant Bhakti Siddhanta, because Bhakti Siddhanta so dear to Radharani, Krishna Shivaya Jar Tullo Nain. He is unparalleled in serving your Lordship. So I am following his instruction. That is why I am going to waste. So please bless me, so that I can fulfill the desire of my spiritual master. I have no other purpose than pleasing my spiritual master. That is why, quoting this verse, Prabhupada said, Tomar se shakti pele guru seva bostu mele jivono sarthak jodi hoy. O Krishna, if you bless me, then I will be able to serve my spiritual master, which is the perfection of my life. Perfection of life is the following the instruction of the spiritual master. In that connection, Prabhupada said, the instruction of the spiritual master is the life and soul of a devotee. That means if a disciple is not following the instruction of his spiritual master, he is a dead disciple. সেই সে সেবা পাইলে তাহলে সুখী হলে তব সঙ্গ ভাগ্যেতে মিলয়। সো আই এম সো ফর্চুনেট দ্যাট আই এম এবল টু অ্যাপ্রোচ ইউ, আই এম প্রেয়িং টু ইউ, আই অনলি ওয়ান্ট ওয়ান থিং ফ্রম ইউ, দি ওয়ে প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ ওয়ান্টেড ফ্রম ইউ হাউ টু সার্ভ হিজ স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার নারদ মুনি, দি সেম ওয়ে আই beg your mercy so that I can fulfill the desire of my spiritual master. Varsha Bhanavi Devi Daita Das Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Premanand. Any question or comment? Yes. That is mentioned in Virat Bhagavatam with Sanatana Goswami. Because Parvati may be upset. How Prahlad become bigger than Lakshmi Devi? So, Parvati may not believe it. Because like Hanuman said, Srinathe Janaki Nathe Abhedo Paramatmani. I know, Srinath and Janakinath. Srinath means? Srinath Narayan, Janakinath, Ram, Abhita Paramatmani. Tathapi Mamonato. Do I know there is no difference between Narayan and Ramchandra or Krishna? But still my Lord is Ramchandra. In the same way, so to Parvati, Lakshmi Devi is the highest. So she may not digest this statement that Prahlad Maharaj is highest. That is why Shivji don't want to make upset Parvati, because he has to maintain household life. Nobody wants to upset his wife. So that is why he whispered in Narada's ear. Yes, always the transcendental. How it is material? Okay. Yes, go.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful, illuminating class. My question is that during the time of Narayana Freshi Guru, the Brahmins, the saintly persons, they were tortured for a long time, many, many years. It's not that all of a sudden Lord Krishna appeared and killed the demon once he started persecuting. They had to tolerate so much. So I find for myself, when the obstacles is that somehow or other my conditioned mind thinks that I deserve the opportunity of devotional service. When I can understand, because my birth, my history in this material world, since time immemorial, and so it's very difficult, especially being on the Western Sea, without this level of tolerance, which will allow me to get to an advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. And even though Krishna is giving mercy, so much of the time it's going past me, and I can't take hold of it because I don't have this quality, you know, of tolerance. So how? So, what's the best way
to tolerate it? Thank you very much. Yes, I asked the question to Shri Srimad Bhaktacharya Swami Guru Maharaj one time like this. So why Krishna is taking so much exam with us? If we fail, what is going to get by making us fail in the exam? Then Guru Maharaj said, Krishna will give that type of exam how you will pass. He will not take that type of exam how you will fail. So maybe you are going through some exam to give you some credit. So, yes, Krishna is not a referee or a football playing for finding fault with a whistle in his mouth. He is here to give us credit. Like we can see in the Olympic high jump. He will get gold medal for him another 1 or 2 centimeter high. Not to take gold medal from him, to give him some credit if he can break his record. So what is happening with the devotees? Just only give the credit to the devotees. Whatever has happened to Srila Prabhupada's life, only to give credit to Srila Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada's life, previous 70 years before going to America, all a record of failure. Why? If Prabhupada becomes successful in India, he may not go to America. Why? Prabhupada met whole world devotee, unable to his wife devotee. If his wife become devotee, he may not take sannyas. What has happened to us? What has happened in the same way? What has happened in our life also to bring up to this level? So, there is so many things may happen with us, still happening. So only to give credit to us, nothing else. We may think, so many what is called difficulty in my life. But if we consider the even the Krishna conscious life, there is what type of life is that? And if difficulty in spiritual life, there is no comparison of that material world. Prabhupada said there is difficulty in the material world, but it is impossible to live without devotion. So if there is a difficulty still, it's only to give us credit, nothing else. Like we can see, whatever happens in Pancha Pandava's life, in materially, Duryodhana was better position. All trouble with Pancha Pandava's. Vishad Mahagne Purusha Pradarshanat. So many times, I don't want to mention what happens with Pandava's life. But Duryodhana's life, nothing happened, only died. Everybody will die one day. And the materialistic people condemn, criticize Shachimata. So, Ashwati Mata is a unfortunate lady. One after another, 8 daughters died. Can you imagine? One after another, 8 daughters died. Devaki has to tolerate 6 sons die. But Shwati Mata tolerate more, 2 more. 8 died in front of her. Then Bishwarup took birth. After that he took sannyas. After that husband died, Jagannath Mishra died. Then get married, only one son. Son's wife also died. So who is suffering more? Shwati Mata. And the Shwati Jagannath, in the calculation of the materialistic world, Nimai is a mad guy. He is not in a proper position, crying, laughing. And after some days, he took sannyas. 60 years old woman and 16 years daughter-in-law. How much suffering she going through? So, why to give credit to Shwati Mata? Whatever happens to Sita Devi, whole her life, no pleasure. To give credit to Sita Devi, nothing else. So in the same way, whatever is happening in our life, just to give credit to us. Bigger exam, bigger certificate. Class 1 exam and class 10 exam is different. So as the exam is difficult, the certificate is costly. Hare Krishna. Is okay, Prabhu? So today Madhas has just disappearance day. Just I want to read some lines from Madhas as a life history. Sri Madhvacharya appeared 1238 AD near Udupi, Karnataka in South India. He was considered the incarnation of Vayu, wind god. He had an unusually strong physique and extraordinary intellectual power. Once a fierce Bengali tiger, is called Royal Bengal Tiger, attacked Madhvacharya's sannyas disciple Satyatirtha. Madhvacharya wrestled the tiger and sent him away with his tail between his legs. Madhvacharya took Diksha at the age of 5 and sannyas at the age of 12. I think everybody here more than 12 years old. you have passed everybody 12 years old. So what was our position at the age of 12? So Madhvacharya took sannyas at the age of 12. He appeared with a mission to fight and defeat Shankar Sampradaya, impersonal philosophy. By giving a pure interpretation of Vedanta Sutra, he promoted pure theism. He named his innovative Shastric explanation Daita Daitabad, pure dualism. After Shankaracharya, who had previously toured India spreading impersonalism, Madhvacharya also traveled the length and breadth of India preaching personalism and devotion to Lord Vishnu. Madhvacharya met Vyasadev and he took initiation for Vyasadev. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada mentioned Guru Parampara. After Vyasadev, Madhvacharya's name is there. So that is why our Sampradaya is called Brahma Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu united the 4 Sampradayas. Still, he liked Madhya Sampradaya very much. That is why he took initiation in Madhya Sampradaya. So today is the appearance of Madhvacharya. We pray unto his lotus feet so that we can get eternal shelter unto the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nitai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I think no more question. This time is over. If anybody has a question, I can discuss personally. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Jiv Ki, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Jiv Ki, Patit Pavan Gaunitai Ki, Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki, Prahlad Nishimadev Bhagavan Ki, Bhakta Prabhupada Prahlad Maharaj Ki, Vrindavan Dham Ki, Samvet Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki, Gaur Pramanandi.
Jandar Bhakti Dev Swami Maharaj.